The next performer we're going to revisit today is a wonderful trumpet player and a composer from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Sean Hennessy was 17 when he first appeared on our show, and one of the things that made him stand out, aside from his musicianship, was that he had a very mature interest in working with younger kids.
Definitely not the cliche of the macho brass player.
Not at all. More like he wore his heart on his sleeve. Here's the clip from his original interview 6 years ago. Sean, one of the things that is wonderful and surprising about you is that you, from what you tell us, you have a real sense of mission, even as a young man, to extend the scope and popularity of classical music. Tell us about that.
Well, I like to go into a lot of public schools at my hometown in Colorado Springs and go in and talk to the children about music and also play music for them. I really find it interesting when I walk in there and I'm playing for them. Before I start, they'll all be talking with each other and they're not really paying attention. But the second I start with a note, it's like tunnel vision and they're all focused on me.
Well, do you think that you're just blasting them into silence? Or do you think it's the commitment with which you perform? I would say that was it.
Well, I think they see a young person, and that's playing music, and they say, hey, maybe one day I'm going to be able to play music like that, or maybe one day I'm going to be able to be a musician. Mm-hmm. And I find that, like, I mean, I talked to a band director after when I had played for them, and they said, I had a lot of more students talking to me about possibly taking band next year.
Hey.
So
you're doing
good. I also think it's a good idea because it gives the children a good outlet, because a lot of them have a lot of like emotions stuck inside them. And I feel that music is really just what emotions sound like and the things you feel. Like if you feel angry, you can pick up your horn and you can blast a note. Or if you feel happy, you can play a nice, beautiful melody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I think music is. So.
You'll hear how capable he is of putting feeling into music now. Here's his performance from that same broadcast of a piece called Proclamation by Ernst Bloch.
Thank you.
That was trumpeter Sean Hennessy from Colorado Springs, Colorado, performing Proclamation by Ernst Bloch. He was 17 years old at that time. Flash forward now 6 years.
Sean, great to reconnect with you.
You too.
Now listen, I read that after you were on our show, I knew this actually because I would get emails from you. You first went to Northwestern back in my hometown of Evanston, Illinois. That's right.
Indeed.
And now you've ended up in L.A. of all places.
Yeah.
What brought you out to L.A.?
Well, you know, I had a real strong interest to kind of get into doing film music. Mm-hmm. I made it into the, it's called the Scoring for Motion Pictures and Television program. It's over at the University of Southern California out here. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like a one-year advanced certificate program. Mm-hmm. And you get to kind of work with the industry pros with an emphasis on writing and composing for both film and TV.
So, and who shows up in class now and again?
Well, it's been crazy. It's been more than I could ever imagine. I mean, I think the first day we had class, we had Alan Silvestri coming in.
Oh gosh, yeah, sure.
John Williams came in about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and
wow,
and we were just sort of constantly immersed by these different people and kind of seeing the different ways each of them kind of approach the art, you know. And
so, but now you've actually recently got to work on some really cool stuff. You worked on one of the TV shows, yeah?
Yeah, I helped out with Lost a little bit. We one of the things is Michael Giacchino's come in,
uh-huh.
And he's really well known for both Lost and Alias. He composes for both those shows,
mm-hmm.
And then he also did The Incredibles recently.
Wow.
And so we had the chance to sort of sit in and orchestrate a few scenes from the show and conduct and sort of be able to see, you know, from start to finish, kind of be able to see the experience.
What brings you ideas when you're writing for film?
I guess even from the very beginning when I was doing a lot of performing, it was like mm-hmm. everything I would perform, whether it would be Haydn or Hummel, I always had a story to.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I do a lot of the same thing with this footage. It's like
sure.
whatever feeling I get, and you have to just kind of sit and close your eyes and say, what would it be like to be in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of let it's like something grows inside you, you know, it's just like this, you know, the emotion of the music, and it almost in a way kind of writes itself after a while. It just kind of builds up in you. And
well, you're open to it, and you're waiting for the ideas to come, and they'll come that way. I'm curious about how you've been dealing with the film industry, I mean, with its bizarre rules in terms of how people get work and how, you know, how the jobs come to you. How do you go? Have you found that difficult? Is it something that you've had to learn?
It definitely is. It's a rough business, you know, and it's I think the hardest thing is to get people to trust you. Mm-hmm. Or to be able to, you know, to be able to expose yourself to people enough to where they're willing to take a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, from the people who have come into class, everyone's story is different. You know, none of them have, you know, this is exactly how you get into the business.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And so it's just, I've found over time, it's just a lot of being able to have the confidence and belief in yourself and, mm-hmm. and what you have to offer. Because, I mean, I think everyone has something different to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a matter of how bad you want it.
Well, so how are you getting yourself out there? How are you getting yourself known? I mean, are you just picking up the phone, or are you sending demo tapes, or what's your path?
I mean, what I've really tried to do is to reach out to a lot of the alumni over at Northwestern. I know there's a lot of them over here at the different film studios. We have a lot
Smart.
Over at Warner Brothers and Fox and. And when you're first looking at it, you're like, you know, I don't want to do that. You know, gosh, you know, I'm going to be talking to so-and-so and mm-hmm. they're, you know, but they're, you know, they're just people too, you know,
sure.
And I think that's something I learned real young, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to talk with guys like you. And I mean, you're, you know, and,
well, it sounds, so. Sean, it sounds like you're, you know, you're in the swim of things there. I mean, it sounds like you're playing the game real well. And are you having a good time living in L.A.? Is it
you
nice?
Know, I'm having a blast.
Oh, great.
I mean, I think it's always rough starting out, I feel like. You know, it's always mm-hmm. like you worry, you look and you're like, oh, you know, something needs to happen pretty soon. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think I realize I've only been here a little bit of time here mm-hmm. now. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's a matter of patience. And so I've always been the go-get-em type, you know, to
exactly.
kind of just chase after things and,
mm-hmm.
you know, no is not a good answer for me.
No doesn't work.
and that doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but, it sounds like you've really got a good head on your shoulders in this whole scene, and of course, you've got so much to offer that I'm sure that's going to come across, and you know, I just can't wait to see your name, you know, rolling on the credits.
All right,
great talking with you, and
you
best
too,
of luck.
Chris.
Give him hell, okay, man. Have a good time.
You got it.
All right.